Okay, you are being recorded. I record all my classes, and I turned on the recorder, so you're being recorded. Again, when you come to log in, pick CIS Web or K-Building. I'm not CIS Web, CIS or K-Building in the three choices that they give you for logging in. Okay, be sure to pick CIS or K-Building. It really won't matter much today, but it will matter in the future when we're looking for particular software. Okay, so you need to log in and CIS K-Building. Once you get logged in, my website is www.pgrosser.net. So you want to put up there pgrosser.net. Okay. My name is Priscilla Grosser, and this is CIS 120. Okay, nobody looks surprised, so that I guess means everybody's here for CIS 120. All right. All the courses that I teach this semester are up there, so you're basically going to click on CIS 120. I also put up notes on this page, so I noticed down there there's a note about the first meeting of the STEM Club is on January 24th. In KV112 from 2 to 3. So if you're interested, please go to that. Okay, so once you come in here, you are going to click on CIS 120. Actually, I'll take a picture of that. So you're going to click on page CIS 120. Okay, so that's your course. It used to be CIS 17. I put both numbers there just so that if you see some notes that are left over from when it was 17, you will know that they actually do belong to this class. I was just too lazy to go in and change the 120 to a 17. Okay? So, on the right-hand side, I put up the week of. And so I will put up what I want you to do this week. And this is week number one, week of January 22nd. I don't take down a week. So by the end of the semester, there will be 15 weeks there. Okay, I leave the week up from week one, week two, week three, and so forth. So I add to it as opposed to replacing. So in this, and if you're going to read anything in this course, be sure you read this because it tells you what you need to do, what I'm going to be doing, and down below it gives you the assignments. Okay? So down below where it says assignments, okay, so I put in the word assignments and I then write about what I expect you to do this week. Okay, so this is the thing that you will follow. I will put up the main page by Sunday. Then I will add to it during the course of the week. Or I may not add to it during the course of the week, but I may not cover as much as I thought. I may cover more than I thought. So it will change during the week, probably, and you should look at it. Sometimes I put up the assignments ahead. Sometimes I put up, wait until Thursday and then put up the assignment, because it's material that I covered on Thursday, okay? Assignments are always due, unless I say otherwise, on the Thursday after the week they were assigned. So anything I assign this week is due next Thursday, February 1st. Okay, so any assignment from this week is due next week, February 1st. I want you to email me once a week. If you are sending me an assignment, that's fine. If you are not sending me an assignment, but sending me an excuse as to why you didn't do the assignment, that's fine. But you've got to get in touch with me once a week, okay? And my email that I want you to use is p.grosser@rcn.com. And I sent you an email that has that in it, okay? So you should have already gotten an email from me unless you signed up yesterday. Okay, you should have gotten an email to me from me at whatever email address you put in the system. And so probably it went to Bristol, but you should have gotten an email address from me. Okay, a lot of you are looking like, what is she talking about? Did you get an email from me?
Yes.
Okay, all right. If you didn't get an email from me, email me and ask me to send you the email, okay? Because I basically told you some of the fundamentals of the course in that. So it's p.grosser@rcn.com is where I want questions, assignments, anything related to BCC to come, okay? So send things to me at that email address. I aim to get things back within a week. Sometimes it doesn't happen. You aim to get me things within a week. Sometimes it doesn't happen. So we have a mutual agreement that I will take things late from you and you will take things late from me. Okay? And if you're not happy with that agreement, then I won't take things late from you. Okay. So, information about the course is over on the left-hand side. Okay, here is the syllabus. Here is a reminder about the referral policy. After an early date, I am not allowed to withdraw you from the course. You can still withdraw till around a little after mid-semester. But at that point, if you haven't withdrawn, then you continue on in the course, and the only grade I can give you in the end is an F, okay? Because they have taken away the ability for faculty to assign final grades of a W. Okay, so it's your responsibility. If you are way behind and not doing well, it's your responsibility to figure that out and withdraw yourself. Okay, because if you don't, then I will be giving you an F. And so if you don't want that, then you need to take responsibility for withdrawing yourself if it's not looking good. Okay, if you look at the syllabus, the main thing here that I want to point out is the requirements and the grading. Okay. 80% of your grade is homework, programs, codes, quizzes. It's work that you do. Now, this is a hybrid class, but in fact, I teach it like a student option class. I will be here almost all the time. There's 1 week in end of April, early March, that I may be out 1 or 2 days. But I will be here most of the time. I will post on my website if I'm not going to be here, okay? But it is, so I'm teaching it more like a student option. So you can come to class and treat it like an in-class class. You can take it entirely online and treat it like an online class, or you can mix and match, okay? But you're in charge of deciding that. 80% of the grade is the work that you do. Now, I'm going to tell you honestly, a third to a half of you will fail, okay? And that happens every semester. So one third to one half of you will not pass the class. You'll either fail or you'll withdraw. And the reason is that you don't do the homework, pure and simple, okay? There's a lot of homework. I expect you to do it. You're here to learn things that are part of building your career, and I expect you to do the homework. And if you don't do the homework, then you don't pass the course. The average homework assignment counts 3 or 4 points toward your grade. So if you don't do 5 homework assignments, you've already lost, let's say, 20 points. Okay? And it can then disintegrate after that. So you have to do the homework. Now, when you pass in the homework, I will look at it. And if the homework is pretty much what I was looking for, then I go ahead and correct it. If the homework is all wrong, or a lot wrong, I will make comments about the homework and send it back to you and tell you to fix and resubmit. Okay, the goal here is not to just pass in the homework, it's to learn the material and get the things right. And so I'm going to send it back to you without grading it and tell you to fix and resubmit. Okay, and we can go back and forth multiple times, and that's fine, because the goal here is for you to learn the stuff. And if it takes 3 and 4 going back and forth, that's fine. You've got to learn the stuff. Okay? To support you in learning the stuff, we will have open labs. And we have an SI, and you want to do your thing?
Yeah, I just want to mention what SI is kind of about and all that, because it's a good opportunity for you guys to get together in the group.
Tell them who you are, because I didn't do that.
I'm a web development major. And I'm the supplemental instructor leader this semester for this course. So that being said, it's held twice a week. It'll be like an hour session each, where it just gives you the opportunity to review materials, ask questions, and work together if you need to. So it's designed really to learn on your own, but with the help of myself and peers. It's not like one-to-one. It's usually a group of people. But it's beneficial because, like you said, the drop rate, they say in studies that if you come to SI, you'll get a higher grade in class. So, that being said, that half are going to drop, probably because they're intimidated by the homework or it's just too much, definitely come. We can all work on it together. It's totally worth it. I took this class a few semesters ago, and I'm comfortable with material, so I think it would be beneficial. And on the webpage, I don't know if you guys saw it yet, but there's a survey up there I'd like you guys to send me. It just asks about your schedule, because I haven't set a schedule
right
yet.
There, right at the bottom of the assignment is the SI schedule survey.
Mm-hmm. And I will base my schedule based on your schedule. So if I can find a time where everybody kind of lines up for free time, I'll set the schedules that way. And we'll try to get... definitely
a room with a computer lab, we'll find. All right.
But that's about it.
Okay.
If you guys have any questions, just ask me or email me. My email's up there, too.
Right. That's her name, that's her email, and that's the schedule survey that she'd like you to send. I also will run labs, and I usually run the labs at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I basically finish classes a little before 2, and I frequently stay around. But I don't always. And hello? Okay, so there's the survey that she would like you to send, which is basically your name, your email, and your availability. Okay. So I will be available a couple of hours. I will post it on this weekly schedule and tell you when I'm available, and I usually put that at the very top. And so I will tell you when I'm available, and I will tell you when Lindsay's available. And so you can work your time around that. And she's right. People who tend to come for help tend to end up doing better because they don't look at the assignment, put it aside, and say, they ran into problems, I'm going to deal with this later, and later never happens. So it's a lot better to come, ask questions, get the help, and then you can get the assignments in. Okay, back to the syllabus. I accept late work. However, if it becomes a habit, then you're going to start losing some points. There is 10% of your grade is responsibility, basically. So, I will accept late work, but if I chronically get late work from you, you're going to lose some of these 10 points. if I chronically get lousy work from you and I have to send it back to you 10 times before we get it right, you're going to lose some points there. Okay, so that's kind of the you being responsible spot, is there's 10 points in there for that, and there's 10 points for the final. Because this is a student option hybrid type course, all quizzes, all tests, all finals, one final, are held, you do them on your own, they're online. So on the finals, you just do it on your own. I give you a week to do the final, and you can then pass it in at the end of the week. So all of those are done online. My only restriction is that you can't use a friend or an acquaintance. Okay? The work has to be your own work. But you can use as many resources as you want. That's part of working in this field, is being able to use resources to figure out the answers, to be able to go search online and try to find out what the answers are. So I have no problem with you using as many resources as you want to answer the questions, except using another person. Okay, so that's the deal on assignments. Let me see if there's anything else. Okay, going down these site resources, I would stick in using these to looking up the stuff that is relevant to what we're doing. So our first topic is going to be HTML. So what you want to do is look at stuff under notes and handouts that has something to do with HTML, and actually I don't think there is, but examples does. Okay, so if we're looking at HTML, if that's what we're covering, then the information that I put back there, the examples, are there to help you with HTML. Okay, there are also some programs. When we're doing programming, there are some presentations that go with some topics. I'm doing less of the presentations now because I do the smart board and the audio. So I record the lectures. Usually by the next day, the lecture is up. And I take pictures of the screen, like I just did, that shows what I covered and what's up on the smart board. So if you look at the smart board presentations and the audio lectures, you will get what happened in the class. And a lot of people, when they're doing the homework, will especially use the smart board. The reason I don't do them together as a video is just that a lot of people that are in class really don't want to listen to the audio and go through the entire hour and 15 minutes. They want to go through the smart board and find the examples. So I keep the audio and the smart board separate. Now, that's a bit of a pain, because sometimes when you're listening to the audio, you're not sure when to switch to the next slide in the smart board. But eventually, you kind of get used to it and you get able to do it. Okay? But the reason for keeping them separate is there are a lot more people that want to see the smart board than want to hear the lecture. Usually, if people are here, they don't want to hear it again. But people that aren't here want to hear it. Or they may want to go to a single pass, a particular part. So if you get confused, look at the clock and say, okay, I got confused a half an hour in, so therefore I can go into the audio a half an hour in and find the information that we're looking for. So those are resources. The assignment schedule is kind of a summary that I put out there just to make clarify. The two assignments that I'm assigning this week is I'm asking you to take a survey and we're going to write an HTML page. So I will list the assignments. Okay, now what I would like you to do, because I've been running into problems with people sometimes not even putting anything on the subject line. I would like you to send the week number and the assignment number and name when you send it to me. So I'm sending you this assignment that says week 1, assignment 2. if you'll send me the HTML, and then write HTML also to make it a little clearer to me. Because I've been running into lately people using a lot of shorthand in the subject where I have not a clue what they are sending me. Okay, and so I want a little more clarity than that. The other thing I put up here is suggested homework tracker. Okay, at the end of the semester, I am going to, along with the final, you're going to have to fill out a status sheet that tells me what you submitted so that I can compare it to my grades. Because we're trusting the internet and we're trusting two people, you and me, and we may not get it right. There may be an assignment that I don't have that you think you sent, or something like that. And so I ask you to send me a status sheet, and the status sheet is you tell me what assignments you sent. And if you know the grade, tell me the grade, although that's not usually a problem. It's usually the whether it was sent or not. So if you make up a spreadsheet kind of like this, or use this, which eventually will load, honest, or maybe not. But it says, okay, week and assignment one and the date you submitted it and the grade, and gives you a place to make notes about, I got it sent back, I returned it, da-da-da-da, and just keep track. You're going to find that you're going to do a lot better if you keep track of it and you don't have to send me a note halfway through the semester saying, what am I missing? Because you know what you're missing. Okay, and apparently that's just plain not going to come up. Okay. We'll let it keep trying. So, week one, assignment one is to do the survey, and you can click on this to bring up the survey. Week one, assignment two is to do an HTML page, and we're going to start looking at what HTML is in a few minutes. Okay, I think that kind of covers it. Questions? Yeah.
Where are assignments submitted? Are they all emailed to you?
They emailed to me.
Okay.
All assignments are emailed to me. I do not want them sent in a manner that I have to log into anything. Okay. Sometimes people will send it to me, and I'm supposed to log in to get it. Okay, I don't have time to log in to get assignments. So the assignment has to be openable the way and sent to me. You can zip it, and I can unzip it, but I can't log into things. Yes?
What materials do I need for this last night? I got the two thumb drives. I also bought the book, which I didn't do last year. Is that a requirement?
No. Book is not a requirement. I will put things that I think are comparable, website links that I think are comparable out there. So the book isn't a requirement. But if you like a book, it's good to have. I want you to learn the information that's, and I will present it in multiple ways. But basically, I'm trying to get rid of too many required books because they're getting awfully expensive. Okay. So it's your choice. Yeah.
The survey and the assignment is separate from the SI schedule survey?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, this one is a survey on soft skills. And I should have mentioned that. Glad you brought it up. This course is got CSS 101 or whatever it is that you're supposed to take, the CSS course. Somebody nod their head that they know what I'm talking about. There's a CSS course you're supposed to take. Okay, it is incorporated in this course. So if you take this course, you do not have to take the CSS course. Okay, it's not a requirement if you're taking this course because the CSS is incorporated in it and this stands for both. So you don't have to do that. And one of the things that we will do with the CSS is we're going to look at soft skills a little bit. And this survey is questions about soft skills. Any other questions? Yeah.
Do you suggest that they use Firefox, or does it not matter?
I suggest actually in class that they use Firefox mainly when I'm doing HTML, mainly because it will look like what I'm doing. But as far as at home, I don't care. I know there's a lot of you that like Chrome. I like Firefox better. You like Chrome better. Feel free to look at Chrome, use Chrome. But I'm going to, in class, use Firefox. And so it kind of makes sense, to, if you're following me in class, to use what I'm using. Yeah.
Is her survey on your weekly schedule as well as yours, right?
Yes.
Okay. My computer hasn't loaded yet.
This one is an assignment. This one is she's asking for it. Okay. I'm not going to know whether you did that, so she's going to know.
And after that's completed, I'll let you know, and you can post my schedule on the site.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Other questions? Okay, I think I covered everything, but I undoubtedly forgot something. And it will come up, yeah.
Do each assignment have to be separate emails?
Yes.
Okay.
And actually, I thank you. Another thing that I should have said. It's in the syllabus, but the way I file, it just makes my life a lot easier. If you pass in two or three assignments at the same time, then I can't file your email till I've corrected the two or three, and I may be just doing one assignment right that time. And so what do I do with your email? So that's the easiest way to not get something corrected is to pass in a lot of things on the same email and then have me file it wrong. So, yes, every assignment should be a separate email. All the parts of the assignment should be in the same email, but every assignment should be a separate email. Okay, so the questions are terrific. They're all the things I forgot. Who else? Oh, come on. I know I forgot something else, so I need another question. All right. Then we will move on to HTML. How many of you know HTML? Okay. Small group, it looks like. Okay. Oh, some of you aren't confessing. If you go to the middle of my page, in the future I will frequently tell you, go and get the examples under HTML examples under examples, and I won't list them all. But I've been listing them all just to get you used to it. Okay? And another thing that I put in here about HTML is a great reference for HTML is W3 Schools. So if you're looking for a site to reference things when you're writing HTML, W3 Schools is a great reference. Okay? And I've got a link to that right there. Okay? So HTML for building web pages at W3 Schools. And it's a great reference. Okay, what we're doing is starting to look at HTML. And what HTML is hypertext markup language. And we're looking at HTML5 sort of. HTML is what creates a web page. Okay, so it's how you set up a web page. So your assignment is going to be to write a web page introducing yourself to me. And if you click on the assignment, I'm telling you certain things you have to do on the page. Okay? So now we're going to just start looking at HTML. So I'm going to look at HTML5 intro. And again, I'm using Firefox. You can use what you want to use. Now, this is my first page. And all it says is, this is an introduction to HTML, so we're talking pretty basic here. Okay. To see the code that generated this, you right-click and choose View Page Source. So you right-click and choose View Page Source, and I would suggest you do this along with me. And here is the code for the HTML. Yes?
You're
Can you take a look, Lindsay?
It's the server.
It's not letting me. Oh, okay. Yeah. Then I for this class, you're going to have to just look on with somebody else. Okay? Because it's half the number and I can then. Okay, yes. So, and this computer that's struggle with the thing, is yours looking all right?
I'll try it.
Okay,
yours is
looking all right. Okay, so you right click on it and to select view source. Okay. Now, I'm going to do this such that I can see both, but you don't have to because I am. So we start out, and what you do with HTML, back in the good old days when they were setting up newspapers and everything, they had tags that they would put in markup. They would put markup in the sides to tell the person who was setting up the print how to go about setting it up. Well, that's what we're doing now. Is we're putting in tags that tell the browser how to set up the web page. And tags are enclosed in the less than and greater than symbol. And that tells the browser that this is an HTML tag and I should follow what the HTML tag is telling me to do. So I start out in the first line that says Doctype HTML is not a requirement. But it's there to tell the browser that you want them to use HTML5, which is the latest version of HTML. Otherwise, they're going to pick their own version. Well, for our purposes, it really doesn't matter whether they pick their own version of HTML or not, because we're not going to be doing any of the sophisticated things that make a difference. But it's still a good habit to put that in. So I put in the doctype line with an explanation in front of the word doctype, and that tells the browser specifically use HTML5. Then I drop down to the next line, and I put HTML in the less than and greater than. So that's the HTML tag that again tells the browser it's using HTML. That one is required. When I'm all done with HTML, I close it. So down here, see the slash in front? That means close. So that means I'm closing the HTML tag. So I open it and then I close it. Now, within HTML, there are two parts, the head and the body. The head is more about the page. And the body is the stuff that we're actually putting on the page. But within the head, I have a title. And that title comes up here. Okay, there's the title. So the title shows up there. Now notice within the HTML, I have the head tag. Then I put a title tag and I put a word in for the title. Then I close the title tag and close the head tag. Now, I did the closed title on the same page as when I opened it. And that was mainly to tell you that this order doesn't matter. The moving down to the next line doesn't matter. I could have put HTML, then head, then title, then close title, then close head all in one line. Browser wouldn't have any problem with that. People reading it would. So that's why I don't do that. Okay? But title seems like a good thing to put all on one line. So I kind of put the title there on one line. Okay? Then after I close the head, I open the body. And inside the body, I have a paragraph. And the paragraph has the tag key for paragraph. Okay, and it has the P tag for the paragraph, and then at the end of the paragraph, it has the close P to close the paragraph. Then I close the body, and I close the HTML. Now, what a paragraph does is it writes things out kind of like a paragraph in a book. And after a P, it leaves a blank line. Well, you can't tell that because there's nothing else up there, so you can't tell that it leaves a blank line. But a paragraph leaves a blank line. There is also a div, and that stands for division. And that is very similar to a paragraph, except that it doesn't leave the blank line afterward. So if you're reading a book and they leave a blank line between every paragraph, they did something similar to a P. If you're reading a book and there's no blank lines between paragraphs, they did something similar to a div, if they were to put this online. Okay? So then I close the body and close the HTML. Now, as I said before, this should be written in Notepad or Notepad++, or if you're on an Apple, whatever the text editor is on the Apple, on the iPad. But you have to write it in a text editor. If you write it in Word, Word adds things behind the scenes, so it will mess you up, basically. So you have to use a text editor. Okay. Then if I want to see this run, I go over to the browser and I give the address for it. Okay? And so since this was out on the web, I go over to the browser and find it in my directory. Okay, so the address where it runs I thought I knew what I was doing. Okay, clear ink. Apparently I did something else. And then over here I have to clear ink. Okay, so there's the address of where this page was. Okay. And it went and found that page and ran it. Now, if I were to save this page on my C drive or save it on some other drive, then I can just run it from that drive. Okay? So if I take and save it, then it's available to run from that drive. Okay? So the next one, looking down here, the second one, is having putting a list in. So I'm going to click on that. And again, I'm going to right-click and say View Page Source. Okay. So there is the page. And the head is exactly the same. I didn't change anything in the head. In the body, I've now put in a paragraph like I did before. And I have put, at the end of the first line, I put a BR followed by another BR. BR stands for break. And it's like hitting the enter key on your keyboard. It moves down a line. So I put two BRs in there, so it moved down two lines. And then I continued the paragraph by saying, now I'm going to make an ordered list. And if you bring this over and look at it, you can see at the end I closed the paragraph. Okay, so that was the rest of the paragraph. So the paragraph had a line, then I skipped down two lines and wrote another line, and that's the end of the paragraph. And then it left a blank line after the paragraph. Okay. The next thing I did was I said, okay, now I'm going to do an ordered list. And OL stands for ordered list. So I'm doing an ordered list. And OL means that I will get a list in order, like with 1, 2, 3. So you can see over here the ordered list with 1, 2, 3. That's an ordered list. If you look down a little further, you see a UL, which is an unordered list. And an unordered list has the little dots in it. Now, when you get more into HTML, you can choose the icon that you want in an unordered list, and you can choose 1, 2, 3 should be ABC or something like that, but we're not going to get there in this class. We get there in the class on HTML and CSS. Okay, yeah.
So an unordered list is the same thing, just uses dots.
That's right.
Numbers. Okay.
That's right, yep. And then within both of these lists, see the LIs? The LIs stand for list item. And notice how I've got the OL, and when it's done, I close the OL. And for each list item, there's the list item, and when I close it, I've got a slash list item, so I close the list item. Okay? Now, if you forget the close list item, it will forgive you. The browser is incredibly forgiving on HTML. If you're doing it professionally, there's something called validating that you should do, and that is validate that your code is correct. And if I skip an LI, the validator is going to yell at me. Okay? So if I'm trying to prove to a job in a job interview that I know what I'm doing, I should have all my LIs and all my closes there. Okay? But the browser is far less fussy, and the browser will forgive you if you leave off the closed LI. In fact, I had been writing LI on HTML for quite a while before I realized I was supposed to have the closed LIs. I just put the LIs in and they work fine. But you should learn to write in the right style because, again, you know, if you're being judged on what you wrote, then the style should be correct as well. Okay, after the ordered list, I just put a line. There are some people that would strongly object to that and say everything should be enclosed in a case. So I should have made that a paragraph or a division. So again, if you're looking for a job, probably not the best thing to do, but it works fine. I got the, this is an ordered list, and it did a BR, and then I did the unordered list, and it works fine. But if you're trying to look professional, then when you write a line, it should be in a paragraph or a division. But it works. We don't do it that way, as far as the browsers are concerned. Okay. The browsers have a different goal than an employer. The browsers want to get your page working if they possibly can, so you won't be mad at them. Okay, whereas an employer wants a high level of knowledge. So I've closed the UL, then I close the body, then I close the HTML. Okay, yeah.
Where you were putting P for paragraph or DIV for div, does it matter if it's a capital P or a capital D?
I don't think it matters. I'm trying to think of what the, if the validated yields. I've gone through several cycles of this, and right now it seems to be that everybody has agreed it should be lowercase. So it looks like you know what you're doing if you do lowercase. For a long time, back in the dark ages of this, I used to write the tags in uppercase because then they stood out from the text, and I thought that was a brilliant idea. And other people did too. But it seems to have been resolved that the tags are pretty much always in lowercase. When you go to my website, if you do a view source of my website, you'll see some in lowercase and some in uppercase, depending on the time period that I wrote that particular line, whether it was in my uppercase phase or my lowercase phase. Okay? All right. What I want you to do is make a web page. So, you're going to go in and you're going to write a web page similar to mine. I'd like you to use a paragraph. I'd like you to use a list. Throw in a division if you want to, whatever. Write it in Notepad, save it in Notepad, and then open it in the browser by using the address where you saved it. So, if you have a flash drive with you, I would save it on the flash drive. And I just go ahead and save it on the root of the flash drive, and then you can open it from the flash drive, yeah.
How do you save HTML?
Okay. If I take, all right, I'll take this code right here. So there it is. and open it in Notepad. Okay, so there, I'm going to paste this in. Okay, so we'll pretend I wrote that. So I'm now pasting it in, and then I do a file, save as, and I've got an E drive here, so I'm going to save it as first.html.html. So I give it a .html extension. And then I'm going to change this text document to all files. Okay? So I am saving this on my flash drive. And I would strongly suggest you bring a flash drive to class so that you can do that kind of thing. So you can, yes?
Now in the file name, you want the week and assignment number in the file name itself? Or
no,
just
when you send in the assignment. Okay.
For the name, it doesn't matter.
I don't care what you call it.
Like
that's
that.
No. Okay. No. Once I know who the assignment's from, I'm fine. So, you can save it. I just saved it as first HTML. So now, if I go to a browser and I say, okay, I want you to, and if you're using Firefox, which is what I use, you can get a menu up here by right-clicking at the top and choosing menu bar. So if you're in Firefox, you can right-click at the top and choose menu bar, which is why I like Firefox, because I'm a menu kind of person. So I like menus. So now I can say file, open file, and I can go to, I think I put it on the E drive, and there's first HTML. So I can just double click on that, and it just opened it somewhere along the line. There it is. Okay, so I just went to my E drive and I just opened it in the E drive. On Thursday, we're going to look at putting this up on the server. So you should have received, hopefully last night, a password to let you in on the server. So look that up and bring it with you on Thursday, because we're going to talk about putting a web page up on the CIS web server on Wednesday. But for now, I just saved it on my E drive. You can save it on the C drive. You can save it wherever you want. Just if these computers get turned off, anything you saved is lost. You can save it on, is it the N drive that you all have? You can go save it on your N drive. So if I come over here and do a file, save page as, and I go and find my N drive, which is under here. Okay, so there's my N drive. And the N drive is something that you can save things on and you can access them at home. Okay, the N drive is something you can go in on. But, so you can save it on the N drive. I don't think you have a thought space, so you can't save it there. But you can save it on a flash drive, you can save it on the N drive, or you can just save it anywhere on the C drive. It's just that once these computers get turned off, then they get reloaded with their original look. And so anything you save is lost. So that's why I would suggest you bring a flash drive with you. So you can save on that, yeah.
So if you have your own computer, you don't have to worry about it.
That's right. Yeah, no, if you're working on your own computer, then it's fine. Okay, so I want you to write a web page and save it wherever you want to save it, and then open it and get it back up. And part of what Lindsay is here for is to help during class too, so she and I can help you if you're having problems. Okay, so if you're having problems, put up your hand. Otherwise, I want you to go and write a web page. And there is some typical code. You don't have to write all of this I'm more interested in trying a few things out, saving it, and then being able to bring it up in the browser. Yes.
To go back to the first thing you talked about with the doc type,
yes.
You said that's more of a, because you like to be organized, or that's necessary?
That's because it tells it to use the latest version of the browser, which is HTML5.
Okay, I thought that was the one directly on.
No, that's okay. Just telling the browser that it's HTML.
Okay.
In other words, I can leave that line on and it will work. But I don't know what version of HTML it will use. Do I care? Not at this point. So that's why that's kind of a, if you want
a
line. HTML5 is more efficient than HTML. Yeah. Pardon me? That's true. I guess you write it on paper, but also, can you share so that he can sit and look over and watch you and work with you while you're doing it, so he can make it a twofer. Anybody else have a computer that's not working? Yours isn't working? Huh?
No.
Oh, good. Actually, well, I didn't. Yours isn't working?
No. At least we can get the...
Okay. I want to take attendance, but also on the attendance, look if you... There should be a number somewhere on your computer, and beside it, write that number isn't working.
Okay. So it's just like...
Yours appears to be...
It says over here.
Okay. So put your name on your attendance, and after your name, write computer problem and put the number of the computer so that I can tell them which computers are working.
And you said for the HTML that we're making, you want it to be about us, or this is just...
No, the homework is about us.
Okay, this is just...
This is just do whatever. You can make a list of the courses you're taking, or a list of the animals you have, or whatever you want to do.
I'm not sure if that's
the thing she said
last.
Okay, so you're not working.
You have to.
Is this one working
for
you?
Yeah.
Try that. Okay. You can look on with him, or you can try writing it on paper. Unfortunately, this isn't supposed to happen. All right, there's an attendance sheet coming around. On the attendance sheet, I want your name, but I also want the fact that your computer isn't working. So take the number of the computer, you're 21, and write the number of that computer on the paper so that I can tell you, the people in IT, that they've got a bunch of computers to fix. Yeah. Or if you don't break, it will wrap. To fix the size of it, it will go over as long as the screen is. If you make the screenshot, it will wrap. So you will never lose the stuff. Okay, so it will wrap, it will come over. If you do it on your phone.
Oh, you're not working on it?
Yeah, but it does. Yeah. But so then you can break it with that. But it also does an automatic wrap. Is anything happening here? Okay. Sorry that we have so many computers that aren't working. That's not supposed to happen. So try to look on with the person next to you and try to get a little bit.
They're not sending this. Right?
No, you're not sending me. This is just playing around in class. You've got a homework assignment that is due next Thursday. That you can probably get started on, but probably
it may make sense to wait until this business class. You can't decide when we have the business class until we won't be getting a lot of class. Be sure if your computer is not working to put the computer number and say not working.
You can try writing it on paper and then go home and enter it in. This will work on any computer. Just go home, open your browser, enter it in Notepad, and run it. And it should work fine. So you may write it on paper if you want to have something to do. Yes, the other thing you can do is turn the laptop. If you have a laptop. And use that instead. But hopefully they will get the computers fixed by Thursday. That's right, you can do anything you want.
So where it says like introduction, we put like R, like whatever we choose.
Absolutely.
For example, my last name.
Right, right. I'm never going to see this anyway. This isn't a pass-in, this is just a make sure that people that have a computer are comfortable. Yeah.
So our assignment for next Thursday is to just do like an HTML page, like introduction for ourselves?
Yes, but you have to follow the directions in the assignment.
Yeah.
It asks for certain things, so just be sure you read the assignment.
Is, like, the information you went today, like, enough to...
No.
No? Okay, so...
Nowhere near enough.
All right, so...
So... Well, you just go to the... You're right. I would say that unless you are comfortable with HTML, it would be better to wait and do this assignment after Thursday's class. That still gives you a week to do it. And you could get started on it, but if you look at... And I asked you to do some reading. Okay, so here's the assignment if it ever comes up. There it is. Wow. Impressive. View. Okay, so there's the assignment. I asked you to also on this write a little bit about your learning style and time management. So I asked you to read some articles on those so you can get that done. And then the assignment is down there. Okay, so those are the things that I want you to include in the page. And you have to follow that page, basically.
And all this would be under the assignment link?
Yes.
Under your website?
Yep. What I'm showing you right now is... what I get when I click on it. Okay, is anybody having problems? Has anybody got it up on the web yet?
Not on the web, sorry. Have you got it up to show in a browser? So save the page. Don't worry about making it really long. Just make a short page. Save it and then try to open it in the browser so that you can do both. You can save the page and then you can open it in the browser.
Where do you put a flash drive?
Back here, I believe. I think that, is that the place?
Okay, yes.
Yeah, no, it's a really not the best way to have set up so that everybody has to be constantly moving the computers. But that Excel is still not opened. So again, when you want to open it, you just, in Firefox, you go to File, Open File, and you find it. If you're using Chrome, you go to Control O, and then you can go out to the E drive, which is where I put it, and I can find it on the E drive. So if you're using Chrome, you do Control O, which tells you that you want to go find something, and then you can go and find it, as I just did. Okay. So I saved it on the root of the E drive, and then I just went and got it. Questions? If you don't have questions, I'm going to move on to the next thing. So if you have questions, ask them. Yeah. Pardon me? Just go and save it now. So go to Chrome. You can save it, right? So go to Chrome or Firefox, wherever you're at. Control O. Let's go to Chrome. Did you have a .html on it?
I put doctype as HTML, and then I basically just copied what you had but filled in.
Yeah, right. But it's saved on text. So you've got to go back and save it with .html. So do a file, save as, and now add the .html, and then change that to all the files. Okay, and then click save.
Oh, it should be able to just refresh.
It should be. Okay. Oh, no, you had to change the address on the side here. So you have to do that. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah?
If I did not do something here or something, I'd write that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Let me see.
that room.
I don't know, that should be able to break it. I don't remember whether it's Explorer or it's right click or not, because I avoid Explorer like the plague with HTML.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not letting me save.
Okay, how about the desktop? Save it on the desktop. Well, some other people said they ran into saving problems too, but when they saved on the desktop, that worked.
For some reason, my title is hidden. It has the line that I put under paragraph, but
that's right.
Like I put my name and then said it's my course list.
Try on the Firefox and see if it comes up. Maybe Chrome just doesn't show that.
Yeah, it could just be a Chrome thing. And you said Firefox was enabled a menu bar, and it should just be file open.
Right. Okay, it's that time, so I'm not going to do another example because there's only 4 more minutes. So we will continue this on Thursday. And I think I can get through the stuff I want to get through on Thursday. If not, it will run over into Monday, Tuesday. Which means you'll get an extension, yeah.
Why are we going to go there?
Say that again.
I did.